Hello, and welcome back. Today, our bite-sized nugget of truth is about what true faith is. Since faith is essential in our relationship with Jesus Christ, it's so important to understand what faith is and what faith is not. Faith in the original Greek is the word pistis, and a Bible dictionary defines it as the following. It is a persuasion, a credence, a moral conviction, assurance, belief, or fidelity. In our last post, we looked at the definition given by Hebrews 11:1. And there it says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith for a Christian is believing in the spiritual or unseen. Think of it this way. You put your faith in Jesus and your hope in his promises. Again, it's not faith having faith in faith or faith in the promises, but faith in the one who made the promises in the Bible. So now, faith is not just simply wishing or hoping or wanting something to be so. Instead, it's the confidence and the assurance that because of the love that God has for you, he will not leave you or abandon you to your circumstances. I think the Apostle Paul says it best in Romans 8:38 and 39. And he says, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Come on, do you believe that? That nothing can separate you from God's love. It's your faith in the Lord that causes you to behave or act in a manner that shows you've already received that for which you are believing. Now, I realize that's a mouthful. But basically, the world says, show me and then I will believe. But God says, believe in me and then I will show you. Abraham of the Old Testament is called the father of faith. And that's because he acted on what God said even before there was physical proof. You see, God spoke to Abraham that he would be the father of many nations even before he had any children. And Abraham received that promise at about 75 years old. And then again, he was reminded of that promise when he was 90. But it wasn't until he was about 100 years old that the promise was fulfilled and Isaac was born. Now, during all that time, Abraham believed in what God said. Now listen to what God says about Abraham in Genesis 5, verses 19 and 22. And he says, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body, already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. And here we go. And being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. You see, faith is believing that you have it even before it comes to pass. Now, the following is a short animation from the Alpha Course. And it may or may not be completely true. But I think it makes a great point. And that is that faith requires an action.
Jean-Francois Gravelet, better known as Blondine, was a famous tightrope walker and acrobat. He's perhaps best known for his many crossings of a tightrope, 1,100 feet in length, suspended 160 feet above Niagara Falls in the USA. His act would be watched by large crowds and begin
the royal party and ask the Duke of Newcastle, do you believe that I could take a man across the tightrope in this wheelbarrow?
Yes, I do, said the Duke.
Ah, hop in, replied Blondin. The crowd fell silent, but the Duke of Newcastle would not accept Blondin's challenge.
Is there anyone else here who believes I could do it? Asked Blondin.
No one was willing to volunteer. Eventually, an old woman stepped out of the crowd and climbed into the wheelbarrow. Blondin wheeled her all the way across and all the way back. The old woman was Blondin's mother, the only person willing to put her life in his hands.
Believing with your mind is not the same as demonstrating faith with your actions. True faith will get you into the wheelbarrow. So start your adventure with God today by remembering that we walk by faith and not by sight. And God bless you as you walk your faith walk in the coming days and the coming weeks. God bless you again.